Okay, everybody, today's daf is daf Tzadik Hey, and we're starting from the top of the Yomid with a brand new Mishnah. And we're continuing to talk about the Inyan of Pesach Sheni. As we know, the Pasuk says about Pesach Sheni, G'chol chukas ha-Pesach ya'asu oisoi. You're supposed to do the second Pesach, the Pesach Sheni, just like the Pesach Rishon. Sounds like they're exactly the same. And in many respects, they are exactly the same. However, the focus of today's Mishnah and Gemara is going to be not only the similarities, but also the differences. It doesn't say Kechol Chukas HaPesach, everything. So the Gemara is going to say that's talking about the Korban Pesach itself. What about things which are extraneous to the Korban Pesach? What do you mean? For instance, the dinner bal yeroa bal yematzei. Does that also apply to Pesach Sheni like it applies to Pesach Rishon? That Pesach Rishon, not only do we have to be makbid on Korban Pesach and matzahs, we got to make sure to eliminate, eradicate, destroy every potential morsel of chametz. Does the same thing apply to Pesach Sheni? So that's what we're going to deal with in our Mishnah, our Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Ma bein Pesach Rishon l'Sheni. Tell me what differences there are. So, one major difference is HaRishon Osir Bebal Yiroh Bal Yimotze. As we know, the Dinah Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotze, not to have any chametz in your Rishus, is not only something which starts on Yontif, it already starts on Erev Yontif. Starting from after Chatzois Min HaTorah, you have to make sure to burn any morsel of chametz that you have. Midrabanan, we're makdim an hour, we stop eating 2 hours earlier, like we had earlier on in the Masechta. But when it comes to Pesach Sheni, says the Mishnah, Vasheni chometz u'matzah imoy babayis. He could be eating Pesach Sheni, the ganze korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, naturally, with his family, and they're going to eat it, as we'll see shortly, al matzah some royim yachlu, yeah, matzah mar. But guess what? In the pantry and in the refrigerator, you open up, hoi, there's chometz. Yet you're allowed to have chometz in your possession, Pesach Sheni. Different than Pesach Rishon. Why, when, where? We'll see Mechem in the Gemara. Everything is based on Pesukim.
Why is it
Chometz? Use Matzah. You mean, why is it Chometz? I think it's just trying to kind of to dramatize that you have these two contrasts. On the one hand, you have the Matzah, it's Pesach. On the other hand, you're allowed to have the Chometz. But you're right. The important thing is Vasheni, Chometz Imababayas.
It's not
Vasheni,
it's the opposite.
Yes. Okay, fine. Good. So it shows you can have it either way. The matzah before the chometz before the matzah. You can have them together. Bye-bye. Harishon toin halu ba'achilosai. Pesach Rishon, when we eat the Korban Pesach, we say halu. And that's what we do today nowadays as well. As part of the Haggadah, we have halu. Vasheni ain't it on halu b'chilosai. There is no such chiyuv. Of course, if you want to sing, isn't tight, but there is no chiyuv to have halu ba'achilosai by Korban Pesach Sheni. We'll see more about that on the Omid base. However, that's ba'achilosai. Zevezeton halal ba'asiyosan. When they are preparing the Korban Pesach, meaning when you're shechting it in the Beis HaMikdash, you'll recall that we learned earlier in our Masechta that they had three separate kitos, and in every kat they used to go and say halal, and the third kat they never even got to ohafti, because of the fact that there was a much smaller kat in Kat Shlishis, and because the Kahanim's reasoning. Anyway, when they're shechting the Korban Pesach, Pesach Sheni, once again, you have to recite Hallel. V'necholin Tzli, and just like the first Pesach Rishon has to be Ki'im Tzliyesh, Atoichu Nemenu No Uvoshel Mavushel B'moyim Ki'im Tzliyesh, Pesach Sheni also has to be Tzliyesh, and it has to be eaten Al Matzah Samroim Yechluhu, like we have in the Torah, and V'doichu Nesesh Shabbos, just like this year, we're going to have that Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos, and Mietz Hashem Meheri Yibonah Beis HaMikdash will be able to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos itself, shechted on Erev Pesach Cholos B'Shabbos. If Korban Pesach Sheini Yud Dalet Iyar falls on Shabbos, the same halach applies that it's Zoichan as a Shabbos, as we'll see in Mietz Hashem. Ezok Yimar, Tana Rabban, says in the Pasuk, Chol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisoi. You're supposed to do the Korban Pesach exactly the same way as the Korban Pesach Rishon. Says the Gemara, but this is referring to the mitzvah shebegufoy hakosav medaber. Shebegufa means the Korban Pesach itself. Because after all, that's the Lashon HaPasuk. Like all of the rules and regulations that affect the Korban Pesach Rishon, Yasu Oisoi, they should make the Pesach shiny. So we're talking about Begufa, meaning in the Korban Pesach itself, mirror image, carbon copy. People don't, probably don't know what a carbon copy is anymore. But exactly the same as the Pesach Rishon. What about mitzvah she'al gufay minayin? What means al gufay? Like the Gemara is going to say in a moment, matzis amroinim, because you're supposed to eat them together. Like we find that Hillel was koyrach biyachad, the Pesach, the matzah, the mor. So look to Gemara, she'al gufay minayin, how do I know there too that there's a din of having the matzis amroinim? Tamaloyim al matzis amroinim yechlu. And this pasuk is also by the Korban Pesach Sheni. In fact, if you look in the Torah or HaSholem, this pasuk is Befeirish, it's number 2, and other Gemara is probably Beis. Ba'achoydish HaSheni, oh, in Iyar, barbo asiyoyim ben aboyim, yasu oisoy, they should do the Korban Pesach, al matzeisim roirim yoichlu. So that's what the Gemara means, the al gufay, it's not inherent or intrinsic in the Pesach, Korban Pesach itself. It's the extra trimmings, if you will, the matzah semrurim, that those also apply by Pesach Sheni. That's befeish, that we don't need drushes. So Timura, I would think, yochel afilam mitzvois shaloy al gufay. What about things which are not al gufay? Now what are those things which are not al gufay? Such as what we already discussed briefly in the Mishnah, the din of bal yeru or bal yin motzei, which that really is not the Korban Pesach itself, it's not even the trimmings, it's the environment and the atmosphere. So that's shaloy al gufay, not to have bal yeru or bal yin motzei, not to have any chometz in your possession. The mirror image or the flip side of the iser bal yeru or bal yin motzei is the positive mitzvah of Tajbisu, Tajbisus or Mibateichem. So we are now referring specifically to both, as we'll see in Mitzvah in the Gemara, both the Loisesa of the Bayiru Bayimotze and the din of Tajbisu that you have to go and eradicate, eliminate, destroy the Chometz. What about that? Tamaloimer al matzis. No, Tamaloimer, I'm sorry, please, don't jump. Tamaloimer vi etzim la yishbru voy. Now, Etzvi Yishru Boy is referring to the fact that when you have a bone in the Korban Pesach, just like by the Pesach Rishai, you're not allowed to go and break it. Same thing by the Pesach Sheni, you're not allowed to go and break it. And that's, again, a Pasuk. It's the Pasuk following the Pasuk which we just quoted. The previous Pasuk started up, Achodesh Sheni Barbos Yoim, which is referring to Pesach Sheni. The next Pasuk says, L'yashir mimenu adboikevi etzem lo yishbru voy. G'chol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisai. So just like the Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to break a bone, here too you're not allowed to break any bones.
I will during the entire eating of the Korban.
Korban Pesach?
Yes.
Can't break a bone, not only during the eating, but even post-eating. Everybody went to sleep, you're not allowed to go and break it. Well, you're allowed to break it if and when it becomes noiser. That's already, we had a shaiva about that in the Gemara. The machloik is whether the boy means bekoshev like the apostle or afilu the apostle, but certainly the entire Seder night you cannot go and break any of the bones. As Dr. Yomar, so what does that have to do with the din of mitzvah shaloi al gufay? Etzem liyish buvay is mitzvah shebegufay. We're talking about the Korban Pesach itself. Dr. Yomar, ma shmiras etzem miyuchad mitzvah shebegufay. You can't get much more of a mitzvah shebegufay than breaking the bones of the Korban Pesach. That's the Korban Pesach itself. Afko mitzvah shebegufay and limutei a mitzvah shaloi al gufay. And the Gemara is going to shortly ask, if you're telling me only mitzvah shebegufay, then what about al matzis amroinim yechlu? That's a mitzvah shal gufay. So we're going to get back to all of this shortly, Rabbi Yisai. Don't be too nervous when you get to it. Rashi points out already at this point that we're going to learn in the Gemara a prat and a klal, and therefore we're going to be moisif ala prat, numerous halachais, and we're going to go and subtract other halachais. In other words, we're going to be marbisam, we're going to be mamayit others. Rashi brings it here as kind of a hakdama. We're going to go into that in much greater detail shortly. Isa ben Yehuda says, I don't have to learn anything from Etzel Yishmeru Voy. I go back to my original Pasuk, Kechol Chukas Pesach Yasu Oisai, Ben Mitzvah Shebe Gufa Yaakosav Medaber. And that's why I don't even think about Balei Rov, Balei Motzei, or Dinim of Teshbisu. That's not Mitzvah Shebegufa. It's got to be Yasu Oisai. The difference between Issa ben Yehuda and the Tanakama is the Tanakama needed to come onto this, the Etzem Yishruvai, to exclude the dinim of Balei Rov, Balei Motzei, and Teshbisu. And Issa ben Yehuda says, no, I don't need to come onto that. I have my original pasuk. Yechol kuchas haPesach Yasu Oisai. And that excludes the dinim of Balei Rov, Balei Motzei. But once again, l'chayra, what do you do with al matzim rem yechul? That's mitzvah she'al gufay. He's saying exclusive mitzvah she'al gufay. Mitzvah, we're going to go through that in some detail from here till the beginning of the Amud Beis. So we're going to start quoting again. Yochel af mitzvah shaloi al gufay. I would think that I would include, besides the mitzvah she'al gufay, or mitzvah shaloi al gufay. Every time we see the shaloi al gufay, it's typically referring to either the negative Balei Rov, Balei Motzei, that's the loy seser, or it's referring to the mitzvahs asay of Tashbisu Se'or Mibatechem, as we'll see. So, Omamah, Yochel afil mitzvah af mitzvah shalei al gufay. So, Timara, Yochel af mitzvah shalei al gufay. Ho amris be mitzvah shebe gufay akosu medaber. Didn't you say at the outset of this brisa, Kechol chukas ha-pesach yas oisoi be mitzvah shebe gufay akosu medaber? So why would I have even have a minna that a mitzvah shaloi al gufay should also apply by Pesach Sheni? Tzitimah hachi kamer. Hashda yamris al matzis amroim yechluhu alma yasu oisei lav davkahu. Eimo havale kiprat uklal v'nasa klal moisivu laprat v'afil kol mili nami kamash molot. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying if I would only have that first pasuk, I would conclude like the brisa begins, only be mitzvah shebegufay akosu medaber, and therefore, of course, I would exclude by definition the dinim of Balei Rov, Balei Motzei, and Teshbisu, because that's not a mitzvah shebegufay. But once I opened up the door to expanding it beyond gufay mamish, and I allow for mitzvah she'al gufay in the form of al moit matis amroim yechlu, maybe once I've opened up the door, I've opened it to even further exceptions to the rule, or to further dinim. Which would those be? Even the mitzvahs shaloi al gufoy. So I might have thought, that's why I have to go and say my third pasuk of the Etzem Liyishbruvay to say, no, we are excluding the mitzvahs shaloi al gufoy. Is nochmo. Omamat. Going back a few lines, Yochel af mitzvah shaloi al gufay. I would think it includes even the Tashbisu, the Balei Rov, Balei Motzei. Faiti mo amr, didn't you start off with mitzvah shebegufay kosu medaber? So to mahochi kama hashad the amr samatzim rem yachlu. Once I brought in that second pasuk, which is no longer mitzvah shebegufay, but it's a mitzvah shaal gufay. Alma yasu oisoy, that we darshan yasu oisoy, the mitzvah shebegufay, lav dafko. We're no longer insisting it's got mitzvah shebegufay. So in Bazoi, once we're no longer insisting, Eima, I might say, havle kiprat uklal, the nasa klal moisif ala prat, the filikom milinami. Maybe it would be a prat uklal. So Rashi points out that we have a collection of three pratim that we're going to speak about in the Gemara. What are the three pratim? Al matzis amroyim yechluhu, lo yashir mimenu ad boiker, v'yetzim lo yishbruvay. The reason why we call these all pratim is because after them we have a klal, and that klal is what we already quoted, kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisai. And what's bothering the Gemara is, what do I need to have these three pratim? Once I say kachol chukas haPesach yasu oisai, make sure that you follow all the rules and regulations that govern Pesach Rishon. So by definition, Pesach Rishon includes amatzis merim yechlu. It includes lo yashiru mimenu ad boiker. Yashiru mimenu boiker is a din of noisar. The etzem liyishbruvay, the din of the Shviras Atzamais, those are all halachas that apply to the Pesach Rishon. So why do I have to even enumerate them? Let it just say in the Pasuk, Chol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai. And see, if it says the Gemara, I might have thought that normally when you have a Prat Uklal, as opposed to a Klal Uprat Uklal, and as opposed to a Klal Uprat, a Klal Uprat is Ein B'chalamashe B'vrat. A Klal Uprat Uklal is Nase Ki'en HaPrat. Here we're saying it's a prat of klal, and normally when you say a prat of klal, that's a klal moisiv al prat, and it's marba kol milinami. And therefore we're opening up the floodgates to every possible conceivable halacha that applies to Pesach Rishon, applies to Pesach Sheni. And therefore, for instance, Bayira Bayimotze, and Tashbisu. So I would have thought, Kamash Bolon, that's why I'm saying that's the point of this price. And no, it's not your normal Pratu Klal. I moisif everything. And the reason why I don't say that, explains Rashi, is because for that I only would need one Prat. What do I have to have? Multiple, the three pratim that we enumerated, the matis meri meichlu, liyashir mimenu ad boiker, the shvidas atzomis etzlan ishruvai. So therefore, instead, we're going to learn each prat to come to be marba one thing, and to be mamayit one thing, as we're going to see in the Gemara shortly. So kumash bolon, that's the reason why the Tanakhama said I need the etzlan ishruvai to close the circle, that I shouldn't think that once we, although we started off with Kechol Chukas Pesach Yasu Oisai, only Mitzvah Shebegufay, but then we opened up the door a little bit, a little crack, by saying, but the Halacha Matzah Samarim Yechlu also applies, which is a no longer Mitzvah Shebegufay, that's a Mitzvah She'al Gufay. So maybe we should open up the floodgates and even include Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh, which is a Mitzvah She'loy Al Gufay. Kamash Malon, that's why we brought all three psukim to tell you, no. Don't go wild. Don't go crazy. You only have the mitzvah sheva gufay and the mitzvah she'al gufay, but not the mitzvah sheloi al gufay. Isi ben Yehuda, that was, remember, the second man, the Yom and the Braisa, he didn't learn with the prat of klal, he just went straight with the yasu oisem mitzvah sheva gufay kosem metaver. Freitimor Isi ben Yehuda, I etzem my ovedle. What does he need this pasuk for? The Tanakhama said, I need the etzem liyishvruvay to go and tell you it's got to be a mitzvah sheva gufay, but not the mitzvah shaloi, which is a mitzvah shaloi al gufay. But Isi ben Yehuda says, no, I'm happy just with the chalkus of Pesach Yasu, I say. So what do I need? The din of shvira. Zok Timura, my other lay. Zok Timura, mi boyle, what he needs it for is to tell you, it's on the lowest. Says the Gemara, what is Isi ben Yehuda going to do? The boyle, the echad etzim sheyesh by mayach, the echad etzim sheein by mayach. I have two separate psukim. I have pasuk number one by Pesach Rishon. There it says etzim loy sishruvay. Here by Pesach Sheni it says etzim loy yishruvay. Is a West Side called Mandi. I'm not sure if you're. Okay, I'm just advising you. So therefore, you have etzim sheein by mayach and etzim sheyesh by mayach. Mayach, as you know, means marrow. So if it only have one pasuk, I might think it's only referring to one of the two. That's why I have both psukim to tell you, both etzim sheyesh b'moich, etzim sheyein b'moich, the same halach of shvidus in some ways applies, and that's why the Torah repeated it, not to tell you anything new about Pesach Sheni. I knew that already from Kechol Chukas Pesach Yasu Oisai, Mitzvah Shebegufay. The pasuk is telling you another detail in Hilchos Shvidus Atzamas. Frank my Rabban, hi, Yasu Oisai, my Abdilei. What do they do with the original Kechol Chukas Pesach Yasu Oisai? Since, as we began describing, as the Gemara is going to describe in greater detail momentarily, what do I need that pasuk for, since we're including not only Gufay, but we're also including Sha'al Gufay? So what is that Yasu Oisai come to tell us? To go and tell us that by a korban Pesach Sheni, we have a strong preference not to shech the korban Pesach just on one individual, but he should have at least a chavrusa minuyim on his korban Pesach. This is different than the drasha that we had by korban Pesach Rishon, because there we also had a drasha, I think it was Rabbi Yehuda, that said, Aisucha lizboyach es haposach bi'achad. She'arecha, he dropped the word she'arecha, and he said, L'sucha, l'sboyach ha'sapasach bi'achad. Even one individual shouldn't. There, it was in fact, you cannot, you have to have two or more, according to that man d'yomar. This sounds much more like the comedy efshir. It's a lechatchila, it's a nice thing to have a chavrusa, so to speak, on your korban Pesach, and not to do it all by yourself. Now, what do you have to do to come at the Efshtar with Medadrinan? So Rashi says something over here which is phenomenal or fascinating, and it's hard to even understand how this is possible. If you look on the third narrow line before the wide lines, go all the way down, three narrow lines before the wide lines. The Rashi begins, She'in shochtim, Pesach sheni ale yachid, She'nidchaloi. If a person nebuch is nidcha, is pushed off to Pesach sheni, L'hochi kosev yasu oisoi, yasu oisoi, yasu is a loshen rabin, oisoi is a loshen yachid. So therefore on that oisoi, that singular korban Pesach, you're going to try to bring a rabbin to have two people. The comedy efla duri acher tomei chaverev hi monoisei imoi madrinan. If you can find another tomei to go and put him together with him as a partner, good. Madrinan, we're going to do that. Now, how are you going to do that? Says Rashi, you're going letamei echad b'sheret. We're going to be metame one individual with a sheret. He's going to become tomei, and therefore he'll be number two as part of the minuyim. Now, one second. When are we going to be metame him b'sheret?
In the Dalet Nisan. That's when he's nitsa.
If you're going to go and do it on the day of Pesach Sheni, because you're concerned about that this individual Yankov all by himself, and you're going to be metame somebody, come over, Beryl, come ahead. Be metame him. Now we'll have two people for minuyim for the Korban Pesach Sheni.
His tummy.
Sorry.
His tummy.
Okay, let's.
Yeah, but he already gave Pesach Rishon. He ate from Pesach Rishon a month before.
Yes, indeed, that is the case. Assuming that person already brought Pesach Rishon, you can be metame a second individual 50 or 150 times. It makes a difference. He is not eligible for Pesach Sheni, and as we had in the Gemara before, a person who is not eligible for Pesach Sheni, he should not eat. He cannot eat from the Pesach Sheni. You'll recall we had the five individuals, or five chaburis, that all brought their karbonis. After they brought the carbon, as they are skinning it, they realized that one of them had a yabelis, had a mum, and then we said all five of them are potter from bringing Pesach Sheni. Why? Why don't they all bring Pesach Sheni? Because since 80%, four out of the five, already yoytze their mitzvah, they will not be able to eat from the Pesach Sheni. And in fact, 100% won't be able to eat, because nobody knows who's the one that had the kosher carbon, who had the non-kosher carbon. So therefore, we don't bring the Pesach Sheni, they're all potter. All five of them. All five chaburis, all five individuals. Anyway, so the point is that when it comes to Pesach Sheni, only a person who's roy, eligible, qualified to eat the Pesach Sheni can eat it. So when would we be metame him? We'd presume we'd be metame him by Pesach Rishon, like Barry was suggesting earlier. Now, if you're going to be metame him Pesach Rishon, why can't you go and bring the carbon Pesach for him that night, after all, eat in Toivul the Mikvah and have Herif Shemesh? So this would go according to the Mandiyama that holds that Ein Shochtin Vezorkin Alt Mei Sheretz. So therefore, be metame him, and now he will be Nidcha LePesach Sheni. Now, the reason why this is so, if you will, dramatic or difficult to understand, you have a fine tired Yid, he wants to go and bring the Pesach Rishon now on Rishon. We tell, your chaver, the other guy there in Bismedish, the one that sits here in the back row, he unfortunately became Tumah and he won't be available for Pesach Rishon. He's going to be Pesach Sheni. Here, we are now metame you should be able to go and join him as a chavrusa. I don't want to join the chavrusa. I want to be in the Pesach Rishon. Why would anybody want to go be nidcha the Pesach Sheni if he can bring the Pesach Rishon? That would be an etzah. Maybe you offer him some financial incentive. Sounds hard to believe. But that's what it says here, that you go and take a person from Pesach Rishon, you metame him on Erev Pesach, and you say, Yanko, or Beryl, now you're going to join your chaver on Pesach Sheni. So they will have a minimum of two.
But I mean, just all Klal Yisrael, there's going to be someone there for Choka. You'll be able to find him. You'll put out a...
It's a very good question. Let's go and see the opposite. Maybe magically that particular year there will be no Tmeim Lenefesh and there won't be any Bederech HaChayka. This person with Metam with Tmei Sheretz, he's going to be the only guy on his own. In other words, we have to go quickly on Erev Pesach, find out if anybody that's going to be Nidcha. Oh, I found somebody, but I didn't find a second person. I'm looking up. So, we're going to go and Metam with somebody.
Nobody died. Nobody was there for Choka. It's not possible, pretty much.
Fine, you're saying that would be very, very remote. Yeah. So let me ask you, is it logical that you'd only have one in that category and not have two?
No.
Yes, exactly. So why do you have to metam anybody? Yeah. Just wait until Pesach Sheni. There's bound to be at least three or four or five people standing online, and make one Pesach for them. But that's what you say to the Gemara, that the comedy Efshla Duni Mahadrinan, Dr. Ashi, if necessary, can only tell me Echad. So maybe this is just a hypothetical, theoretical situation. They never ever had to do that because you always could rely that unfortunately people pass away. People, there are chachoyka, there's traffic, and there'll always be a second person. Fine. Alfal gab the chsib bereisha yasu oisoi iloi kasvizim nachriti ava mina orchid akrochu. What is Rashi referring to? If you look again at Psukim 1 and 2 in our Torah Ora Shalem, or Aleph and Beis, depending on your print. So the first Pasuk says at the end, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai. The next Pasuk says, B'choy Yishen B'abos Yoyim, Pein Rabbim Yasu Oisai. So it says Yasu Oisai twice. So if it only says Yasu Oisai once, says Rashi, I would think that's all going to cry. That's how you say Yasu Oisai. Klal Yisrael should make the Karban Pesach. Whether it's one person, 12 people, 100 people, whatever the number of people that have to go and bring the Karban Pesach, they should do it Yasu Oisai day. But since the Pasuk repeats it twice, it comes to tell you Hakpada that Lichat Chili you should try to have every Karban Pesach with at least two people and not just one person on his own.
If Yasu also is a klal, then we have a klal, prat, we have a klal, pratim, klal.
Yasu also is not being used here for a klal, it's being used for this select din. That's the kasha that we asked in the Rabbanan. What do they do, the Yasu Oisai? They're saying the Yasu Oisai is repeated twice, like whenever you have a Kodshim, Shana, Love, Akosam, Le'akiv, to go and tell you, this is important. Kodesh Baruch Hu is being kaviyochel emphatic. Rabbi say, I want it to be l'chadchila two people and not one person, and that's why I'm repeating it again, in case you missed it the first time. And now we're going to go taku with the Pratim and the Klal, as we will see momentarily. The order of the psukim in the 1 and the 2 of the Aleph and the Beis is in reverse of the way that it's written in the Torah. Obviously it's done because we're going in order of the way these psukim appear in our Gemara, but 2 comes before 1, and the way 2 is structured in the Torah, you already have one prat al matzim reim yechluhu. Then you go to the second pasuk, lo yashir mimenu ad boiker, and then you have the etzem liyish bruvai. Those are the three pratim, and then the pasuk finishes chokukas v'esach yasu oisai. That's the klal. So now we're going to learn from each one of the pratim, both the rabbis as well as limayit. Turn about chokukas v'esach yasu oisai yochu kishem shorishin osu b'bayiro b'yimatzei after chokukas v'esach. Should be the same din kachsheni osim bayiro bayimatzei. That's what I would have thought. Talmud loyim. That's why I have my first prat al matzei shemroim yechlu. Okay, so that al matzei shemroim yechlu comes to tell you dafke mitzvahs she'al gufoi, and not the mitzvahs she'enam al gufoi shaloy al gufoi, like the case of bayiro bayimatzei, which is totally independent, having nothing to do with the Karban Pesach, as opposed to matzei shemroim. You're supposed to eat it together. Matzei shemroim yechlu. Okay, so therefore, that's what I learned as a miyah to go and say, no bayir bayimatzei. The only ella mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs loises minayin. What's bothering the Gemara? So we have now these three psukim that we quoted. Amatzim rem yechlu, loyishir mimenu adboikir, the etzim reyish bruvoi. The matzim rem yechlu is clearly an asay. The way to eat the Karban Pesach is with the matzim rem, that's a mitzvah asay. And then we have now two lavin, leishir mimenu ad boiker, it's a lav. The etzel yishbruvoi is a lav. But there's a difference between the two lavin, in that the first of the two, leishir mimenu ad boiker, is a lav hanitik la'asei, because that's talking about hilchus noiser. And therefore, there is no malchus in that. Leishir mimenu ad boiker, leishir mimenu ad boiker, etc., etc. So the point is, there is no lav. I mean, it's a lav, but there's no malchus because a lav in the tiglase. So, in a sense, if you will, it's not your classic full-blown, full-grown loisese gomor. What is a loisese gomor? The etzel yishruvai. If a person does shviras atzamais, then he gets patch for that. So that's a loisese gomor. So that's what our Gemara now is going to differentiate between these three: a mitzvah saseh, a loises, which is nitik la'asei, and then a pure, normal, regular loises. And you'll see why we're doing it, be able to learn the various limudim, the ribuyim, and the miyutim. Ezokti yimorom, kachoku sepesi asu oisei, I would think, yochok shem shirishin osu bayi rabai motze kachsheni, talmud lo imal matzim rem yichlu. Okay, a matzim rem yichlu, that's a positive command. Ve'inli elem mitzis asei. Okay, so I know mitzvahs asay. This is what you got to do. That's matzim yechlu. Mitzvahs loisese minayin. How do I know mitzvahs loisese? Tamalim yashir mimenu ad boikim. It's not a full-grown, full-blown loisesser. Of course it is, but I mean it's different in character than your normal loisesser. It's a lav and nitik lasei. Mitzis loisesser gomer, meaning a pure lav, without nitik lasei minai. Tamal and yes, only ishruvai. Aha. Okay, so maha prat mefurish. Mitzis asei. Veloisesser shenitik lasei. Veloisesser gomor. Af kol mitzis asei. Will be included both for purposes of ribuyim and for miyutim, like the Gemara is going to go through now.
Is there any other possible category? I mean, it seems like it covered the waterfront, as you say.
Yes, Baruch Hashem. So therefore, we start off bichloleha, or bichlolei. Bichlolei means we're going to be marba. We're going to go now in order of the three psukim that we just enumerated. So bichlolei the matzis amroyim. My karmarbi. Since we're saying that each one of these pratim is coming to include a riboy to add something, it's also coming to the mamayit. So let's go through each one. What is the riboy? What's the miyut? Is beklod about samaraya my karmarbi? Sli, like we had in the end of the Mishnah, sli eish, that you can't just go and cook it or no vashlum avushlum. Why not? Gotta be sli eish. But that pasuk of Noah and Mavushal and Tliyesh is only by Pesach Rishon. It doesn't say by Pesach Sheni. That's what I have this prat to come and tell you, that not only Matzah Samroidim, but the Tliyesh as well. The prat in my Mamayit, what does it come to Mamayit? It comes to Mamayit, Hashbosas Si'or, the din of Tashbisu Si'or Mi Botechem. Now the reason why we're being Marbet Tliyesh and Mamayit the Hashbosas Si'or, because these are of the same quality and character, and in the same category of the matzah simroidim. That what? Matzah simroidim is a mitzvah asay, so we're marba, a mitzvah asay of sliyesh. And the din of hashvasa sa'or is a mitzvah asay, that's what we are memayit. Frank Timura, since I have a choice, I have a ribuy and a miyut, why do I say I'm a marba the sliyesh? I'm a mayit hashvasa sa'or? Maybe we should reverse it, eipachana. So Timura, mitzvah the gufay yadiv. Aren't we much better off including the mitzvah of sliyesh rather than Hashbos HaSa'ar? Because after all, the prat, which is acting as the trigger, good, to be marba others, that, as well as to be mayed others, that matzah zemroider, that happens to be a mitzvah, not mamish to gufay, but very close to gufay, it's al gufay, so it would make a lot of sense to throw in as well as part of the rebate sliyesh, which is mamish begufay. Mashenkein Hashbos HaSa'ar is shuloy al gufay, that's from left field, that's the one that we exclude. Okay, so let's go on to the next one. Bikloli del yashim imenu ad boike maikon marbele. What am I marbe in the lav of liyashiru mimenu ad boike? That was my pasik number two. Remembering that this pasik number two is not your classic lav. It's a lav and nitik lasei. So what am I going to go and add? I'm going to include loisoitzi mimenu. Now what is this loisoitzi mimenu? This is not referring to Yotzei outside of Yerushalayim, but it's referring to being Motzi outside of your Chabura. The Bayis Echad Yeochel, Loi Soitzi, Mina Bayis Chutza. You gotta leave it within your Chabura. And, explains Rashi, this is also a mitzvah Loi Sese Hanitik La'asei. Why is it also considered to be Nitik La'asei? Because any moment that a person were to go and take out the Karban Pesach from the Chabura and take it from the dining room into the living room, we'll scream at him and say, no, but Bayis Echad Yochel, bring it back. Once he brings it back, he was menatik, he remedied the loisese. And so therefore, that's ulto alav hanitik laseh, and that's what the pasuk is, the bechlole, that's what we're being marbe from Yashin Rimenu Aboike, which itself is a lav hanitik laseh. So we're throwing in also this din of being moitzi mina chabura mina bayis, ulto lav hanitik laseh, the same halach applies. Now we brought in Maikum and Maitle, what are we going to exclude? Says he, well, we're going to exclude later over the matzah. Because Bayiro Bayimotze is also a lav hanitik laseh. What is it nitik laseh? If you find in your midst chomitz, chas v'sholem on Pesach, lo yiro alimotze, what do you do? No, tashbis is army batechem, destroy it. by destroying it, you now remove this lav. So it's also a lav and nitik lasek.
But hashpasa seor and loyer v'alimotze are mirrors of the same coin. Both are two sides of the same coin, right?
Loyer v'alimotze and teshbisu.
Loyer
v'alimotze is the lav, and the teshbisu is the asek.
Okay.
And how do you go and remedy this lav? By doing the asek. If a person doesn't have any chometz in his mitzvah throughout the Pesach, he will not be able to mekayim the mitzvah of teshbisu during Pesach. He can have the din of Bir Chametz before Pesach. That's great. But during Pesach, he won't have that Teshbisu. That's menatik the Allah. Just like a person who's not Oiver on Noiser, he will not have the benefit of the Mitzvah Saseh of going and burning the Noiser. The Baruch Hashem. He did the right thing.
My question is that if you don't have one, you don't have the other. If you don't have the Mitzvah, if you don't have the Lav, Anitak Lasseh, Lo Yor of Leimotseh, you don't have the Mitzvah Saseh of Teshbisu. It feels like it's really one. Point. It's just one is expressed positively, one is expressed negatively. But really, it's the same thing. If you don't have an issur of owning chametz on Pesach Sheni, you have no mitzvah of tashbisu. It seems redundant, is what I'm suggesting.
No, I hear what you're saying. What you're asking is if there is no mitzvah by yirav leimotzeh, there wouldn't be a mitzvah of tashbisu
anyway, right?
Okay, but we're learning the tashbisu first. First pasuk tells you that there is no din of tashbisu. And then the later pasuk tells you there's no din of bayir or bayimatze. Because with the first pasuk alone, I would think, okay, there's no din of hashbasa, but there might still be a lav. You're not allowed to have any chometz in your mitz. If you have chometz in your mitz, then you'll have to klap al chayt or you do something else. But there's no din of teshbisa of destroying it. So first pasuk, which is a positive, it's a mitzvah saseh, matzim remichu, that comes from the mitzvah, that there is no such remedy of the hashbasa sar. And then the pasuk of Lichim Imenu Boike, which is a lav in the Tiklase, tells you, Baruch Hashem, you don't need the remedy because there is no lav in the first place.
Yeah.
It
feels like I assume the Gemara knew what was going to be in a few lines later. It feels redundant to me.
Okay. Maybe I should go and switch it around. Since these are both lavs and nitik la'aseis, both the case of the noiser and the case of liro v'imotze, so maybe I should include by yiro v'imotze and leave out the noiser. Again, this is the gufei adif. Since I am being marba something, I'd rather be marba halacha, which applies to the carbon pesach itself, which is l'saitzim imenu, menabasachutza. You're not allowed to take it out from one room or from one bias or one chabura to another. So that's the carbon pesach itself, as opposed to Bayir Bayimatsi, which is extraneous, not the actual thing itself. Zorki Moravaita, the Chloli, the Etzel Yishruvai, that was the third of the Pratim. What is the Klal coming to be Marva, Maika Marva? Toichumimenu? No. This is now a classic Lav. This is not a Lav, a Nitik Lase. So just like the Etzel Yishruvai, it's Begufoi, don't break the bones. Same lav comes to be marva. This prat comes to be marva. And presumably, that you cannot go and eat it either semi raw or cooked because I learned another lav. The prati might come a mighty. What am I a mayit? The din of leishcher al chometz dam zivchi. Leishcher al chometz dam zivchi means that at the time that you are shechting the carbon Pesach, you're not allowed to have any chometz in your midst. You remember we had an earlier discussion in our Gemara, who does this refer to? Does this refer to the Shoichet? Does it refer to the Nechabura? Does that have to mean the Azara at home? But the point is, at the time of Shechitas Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to have any Chametz. Does this apply also to Pesach Sheni? And the answer is, no, because this Etzel Yishruvai comes to exclude the Isser of Leishishchar, and in fact, that's like we have in our Mishnah, that you can have Matzah, Chometz, Matzah, Mendi says, Rashi says, Matzah, Chometz, not only the time of Seder night, but also at the time of the Shechitas Karban Pesach Sheni in the afternoon of the 14th day of Iyar. This halacha of Leishishchar does not apply. Again, since I have a choice, I'm being marba one, and I'm subtracting, and I'm being mamayit another one, so lo, and switch it around. The pasuk says, that's only Leishishruvai. Maybe I should say the din of Leishishchar Chometz Dam Zivchi applies, and the Altoichel Mimenu No does not apply. And again, the Gemara gives the same teretz, it's mitzvah, the gufei adif. The Altoichel Mimenu No is a halach applies to the Karban Pesach itself. Leishishchar Chometz Dam Zivchi is an extraneous, external pasuk.
It feels like they excluded it three times. It's the same practical consequence.
Why?
Because don't destroy chametz does not apply. Don't have it in your possession does not apply.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shach the korban pesach with chametz possession does not apply.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same fact pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It's being excluded three times. It feels It feels like it's a hollow exclusion. Mm-hmm. It's you can exclude it once.
Let's see the Rashi. You are allowed a shecht even though the chometz is present. Kinetnan matzah v'chometz imay b'boyis. Freitach Barry, I forgot the kvar mietle meash bosses are. Emi bayiru amayim matzay. Have a minahani milishalay b'shas shchita. In other words, b'shas achilas carbon pesach at night, but not b'shas shchita. What? You're shecht in the carbon pesach and you have chometz in your midst. Chulila, that's worth a lie. Ach, yes, from Moses, Lord, she's got that even Mishas Hashchita, not Mishas Tachila, but even Mishas Hashchita, you do not have to destroy your chametz, you don't have to sell it to the rabbi, you don't have to do anything, you can leave it, babayis, no props. And with this, we finish the first part of the Mishnah, as well as going through the three drashas, all the three pratim, what they marba, what they memayit, and we continue on right in the Mishnah. Harishon ton halel ba'achilosoi. The second one, there is no chiyuv of halel by Pesach Sheni ba'achilosoi. Faith of Manon, how do I know? Amr B'yuk Mishim B'shim Min Yoytzad Kam Akra. It says in the Pasuk, a Pasuk in Yeshaya, I believe. Yeah, Pasuk Yeshaya. That Yeshaya is predicting the Mishim, the Asad Lovai, when we are going to be redeemed and finally taken out of this very, very long gullus. Hashir Yerlechem, we're going to be celebrating, we're going to be singing and dancing and saying Hallel. Kileil is Kaddish Chag, like the eve, like the night of being Mekaddish the Chag, the Yontif. Now the question is, which Yontif are we talking about? Laila Mekaddish Lechag, Toen Hallel. The Chag that we're talking about is the Chag of Pesach, because then we are celebrating our redemption from Mitzrayim, and now we're going to celebrate the redemption from the Golus. So, Leil Hiskadish Chag, that's the one that we're being medame it to. Leil Mekudish Lechag, Toen Halal. Leil Sheinu Mekudish Lechag, Ein Toen Halal. Now, why is this not considered to be a Leil Mekudish Lechag? Because Chag, by definition, means a Yontif. The first night of Yontif, of Pesach, of course, it's Yontif. It's a Chag. It's Chag HaMatzos. Masha'en came for Pesach Sheni, there's only a din of bringing the Karm Pesach and eating the Karm Pesach with the additional lochas. Don't break the bones and eat it with matzahs and roirim. But that's really the whole din of the Karm Pesach. You don't have 7 days of Karm Pesach Sheni. You don't even have more than one night. The next morning you go in and you put on your tefillin like usual, and you don't have to go and say, you know,
don't say tachlin.
Why? Why wouldn't you say tachlin? Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. But anyway, the point is that it's no longer yontif, and even that night it's not yontif. It's just a mitzvah to eat the Karm Pesach. So it's therefore it's a live she'ein a mekudesh l'chag and ein to'un halal. That's why the difference between one and the other. But that's by achila. When you're doing the asiyah, then you do. My time. Ibo you say, malayla kamamayit, yoyim loy kamamayit. The pasuk that we just finished saying, Hashir Yilchem Kileil his Kaddish Chag, Laila Mekudish Lachag, as opposed to Laila Sheim Mekudish Lachag, that's about Laila. He was not talking about Laila, he was talking about Biyoyim. So there is no similar miut of Laila Kaddish Chag, Toim Halil, Laila Sheim Mekudish Chag, Ain Toim Halil. No such drasha, because we're not talking about the Laila, we're talking about the Yoyim. So therefore, Yoyim, you continue saying Yahal, just like by Pesach Rishon. So what the Gemara is telling you is kind of a generic, universal type of concept. It's not a din dafka in Yontif. Klal Yisrael is doing this one time a year, beautiful mitzvah of shechting the Karm Pesach on Pesach Rishon. And for those that were not able to do it on Pesach Rishon, they do it on Pesach Sheni. So Rashi says, Kimin didvar mitzvahu toin halal. You're doing agris and mitzvah. So obviously, if you read Rashi too literally, then you would be saying halal the whole day. Every time you're starting you start the daf yomi. Every time you're going to do dvar mitzvah, you put on your tefillin, you put on your talis. Every time, let's go and say halal. So apparently what Rashi means to say is an exceptional annual type of dvar mitzvah, which comes out, you know, once in a while. Oh, you're doing such a dvar mitzvah. It's a tremendous simcha. Baruch Hashem, I was zoicha once again to be able to mekayim this mitzvah. How many people, unfortunately, have we lost over the last year that are not going to be able to go and celebrate Purim, and they're not going to be able to go and celebrate Pesach? So, every time you have another opportunity to do a dvar mitzvah, you say, how? So, therefore, you don't need a special limud for that. It's a pashut esvara. those that were not zochet to Pesach Rishon, but they're zochet to Pesach Sheni. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to do Pesach Sheni. Oh, so then you go and say, how?
What about some of the other prisoners? You shaft on the 14th.
Right.
It's like, so it's Pesach Sheni. And you eat it that night.
Mm-hmm.
And
Sliesh.
Sliesh.
Hamatzim Rim Yechlu.
Right.
And don't break any bones.
Make no bones about it.
Right. Make no bones about it. Good.
Do you say superstitious Mitzrayim? I mean, is, are those misses apply? Are Kosos apply?
We still have a continuation of our parak. Maybe we'll come across that. It sounds like it's not required, but of course it would be a very nice thing. Yes.
Okay.
Good. And we continue on. But the important part of this v'chuli is the v'chuli. And that is, it says at the end of the Mishnah, that not only is Pesach Rishon Doicha Shabbos like this year, but also Pesach Sheni is also Doicha Shabbos. Now, why didn't the Mishnah say that Pesach Sheni is also Doicha Tumma? Now, what means Doicha Tumma? That it sounds almost comical, right? No, but it's not comical, not at all. It's going to be a machloikis now. Zokti Mora Shabbos in Tumma Loi, Masis in the Loi, Rabbi Yehuda Desanya. Doicha Shabbos, the Ein Doicha Tumma. The Pesach Sheni, you can only bring. You are allowed to bring it on Shabbos, but it's not Doicha Tumah. Now, what means it is not Doicha Tumah? What happens if all the Pesach Rishon Nidchim that were not able to bring Pesach Rishon because, for instance, they were Tumah LeNefesh, it was a group of Chevra Kadisha, they had a big Levaya, Nebuch, they had to go and bury a mess. 10 of them, Nebuch, are all Tumas Mess from Pesach Rishon. They are now, because they are not Roif Tzibur, it's only a Mid, so they were. The massive rank and file of Klai Yisrael all Tayrim. So these people are all Nidcha to Pesach Sheni. Good. Here comes Pesach Sheni. Guess what? A few days before Pesach Sheni, they had another Levaya. And Nebuch are all Tumayim again. So maybe they should now go and do. Now it's Tumah Hutra Mitzibur. The Roiv, let's assume that the Roiv of all the people, even if they're not the Roiv, but let's assume the Roiv of all the people of the Pesach Sheni are all now Tumayim. Should we go and allow them to go and bring it to Tumah? Said the Tanakh, no, it's only Doicha Shabbos, not Doicha Tumah. And these people, unfortunately, they're anusim both Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. They can't bring it, you know. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a tain on a person who's an onus. He went and, they were, Chevra Kadisha went and buried two people, one before Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Couldn't bring it, can't bring it. You're off the hook. Everything is fine. No. It is Doicha Tumah, and you can bring it Pesach Sheni B'Tumah. And for Rashi, the Meforshim Mashma, even a Yochid, who missed Pesach Rishon because he was Tameh, and now he is on the verge of missing Pesach Sheni because he's Tameh, says Rabbi Yehuda, no, Stoichas Tumah, and this individual can bring it B'Tumah. Before you get agitated, upset, Tzichish Tzimish and Tzavidit, let's see the Gemara. My time in the Tanakhama, what's the reason for the Tanakhama? M'nei Tumah Dechisiv, Yachser V'yaseh B'Tumah. After all, if I'm being nice and gracious to the individual and saying you can bring this carbon bitumah, even though you're tamei, why would I wait for Pesach Sheni? Why wouldn't they allow him already Berishon to bring it bitumah? Of course, if Roif Tzibur, but here we're talking about the individual. So we're saying that individuals in the Tanakhama, when they tumah dechisav, I pushed them away. The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pushed them away from Pesach Rishon because he's tamei and said, can't bring it out, gotta wait. What have I accomplished if I'm going to allow him now to do it B'Tumah B'Pesach Sheni? He might as well have done it B'Pesach Rishon. In other words, the whole reason why we disqualified him because he was tummy. Now we're going to qualify him and he's tummy again. Does that make sense? Is that logical? That's what Tanakh says. Rabbi Yehuda HaTorah Chozra Olav La'Soyisim B'Tara. The Torah is being as merciful and as compassionate as possible for this individual that became Tameh. And the Torah tells him, Rabbi Yankel, you can't bring a Pesach Rishon. I'll give you another chance. Pesach Sheni, don't cry, don't be upset. You'll have another chance. Says the Torah, Loi Zocha, if the second Pesach Sheni, there too is Tameh, then the Torah gives him a third chance and says, you know what? Yasa B'Tumah. If you're not Tahor, what can you do? You're going to go and do it B'Tumah at this time. You couldn't do a Pesach Rishon because you were Tamei. You can't do it Pesach Sheni. So the Torah, you know what? You can do it even B'Tumah on Pesach Sheni. That's the Svar of Yehuda. Obviously, our Mishnah disagrees. It doesn't say expressly. But by the Miyat, since it says B'doichem Es HaShabbos, it doesn't say Doichem Es HaTumah, our Mishnah goes according to the Tanakhama that says, just like by Pesach Rishon, you can't bring a Yochid B'Tumah. Pesach Sheni, you also cannot bring a B'Tumah. But Rabbi Yehuda respectfully disagrees, and he says that the Torah is trying to be as compassionate as possible. So if you tell me the first time, bring in Pesach Sheni. If you tell me then, you can even bring in Betuma, but only the second time, not the first time.
And again, this is done, the Shechita is done Bein Arvayim with all the other laws.
On Yudal. But that already says the Fetish Pesach. If you go back to the Pesach, we had it on the previous page. Ba'choydish Hasheni Barbosr Yoyim Bein Arvayim Yasu Oysa. Okay, Barbosa, 14th day. Smicha, there's no smicha by Korban Pesach. There's smicha by Korban Shlom, but not by Korban, not by Korban Pesach. No, no smicha. Yeah.
You were saying this individual. I just want to clarify. Rabbi Huda is the one who said that a Pesach Rishon, you're not shochting the echad, right? He's the one who said the echad.
Right.
So here also is he relaxing that as well? If in your hypothetical of earlier on the page, only one person shows up for Pesach Sheni,
right?
Would Rabbi Huda say, oh, we can't do it for one person? Got to do at least two.
That pasuk is only by Pesach Rishon. Like, the pasuk biachad, shirecha
biachad. Right, exactly. But saying this is Rabbi Huda importing all that quality as well, or is Rabbi Huda saying no? Even one person, one time.
The Gemara doesn't address it, so presumably he does not feel that halacha applies the second time. And even the Gemara, when it brought a mandiyama that said the Tanakhama of that brisa that you shouldn't in church as a Pesach aliyachid, they didn't base it on the first pasuk, the suchal zbeich, the pasuk viachad sherecha, but they came up with a new svara because it says yas, or you say a new drasha. So apparently nobody learns that the echad applies to the second Pesach Sheni, except that it's an advisable thing to do, like the Gemara says, in Efshela doing Madrina, I says make it if possible. Thank you, it's enough. Thank you. If possible, be good, but if you can't, you can't. Turn about Pesach Rishon Doiches HaShabbos, Pesach Sheni Doiches HaShabbos, Pesach Rishon Doiches HaTumah, Pesach Sheni Doiches HaTumah, Pesach Rishon Toin Lina, Pesach Sheni Toin Lina. Okay, so that's the three halachas which are set forth in this brisa. Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, Doiches HaShabbos. That, there's nothing to talk about, because that's universal, everybody agrees. Pesach Rishon Doiches HaTumah, Pesach Sheni Doiches HaTumah. That's obviously Toin Lina Machloikas that we just had now between the Tanakama and Rabbi Huda. Pesach Rishon Toin Lina. The din of Lina is not referring to Hilchos Korban Pesach. It's referring to the people that are bringing the Korban Pesach, that they're supposed to stay overnight. They shouldn't, after Korban Pesach, immediately run for the hills and go home. They should stick around. That applies both by Pesach Rishon and it applies to Pesach Sheni, that you're supposed to stay in Yerushalayim overnight. Okay, once you're staying overnight, by Pesach Rishon, you're going to have to wait until Matzi Yom Tov, but by Pesach Sheni, you can already leave the next morning, you don't have to stay the next day. Anyway, continuing on, so now says the Gemara, the second halacha of Doiches HaTumah, Kiman, L'chari, that's Rabbi Huda, like we just had in the previous price. Freitimah, Rabbi Huda, Toin Lina, if this price is Rabbi Huda, does he require Lina? What time Rabbi Huda, Imer, Minayin, the Pesach Sheni, Shein, Toin Lina, Shenemet, says, Vasil, Fenisa, V'baik, V'alach, V'alach, the next morning you can go back to your oil. Uksif sheshes yom toichel matzis. Hanechal l'shisha toin lina. Sheinechal l'shisha ain't toin lina. The word nechal l'shisha is obviously not referring to the Korban Pesach. It's referring to the achilas matzis. And it's not coming to tell you nechal that you have to eat matzis. Rashi says that we're just borrowing the same pasuk. Since the pasuk says sheshes yom toichel matzis, so we're saying hanechal l'shisha. The reason why we're quoting the pasuk is because these two psukim are back to back, one next to each other. If you look at number 4 and number 5, or Dalet and Hay, looking at Yigmar, Uvishalti v'chalti mokam ha'shiv char Hashem alakecha boy, Uvanisim v'boik v'alachta l'alachta. This is talking about Pesach Rishon. Sheishis yom toichel matzav yom eshvi yatzez Hashem alakecha l'isas malach. Since these two psukim go together, so if Uvanisim v'boik v'alachta l'alachta goes together with the Sheishis yom toichel matzois, it's come to say the din of Lina that's staying overnight. This is related to the din of the Sheishis yom toichel matzav. In other words, it's only a Pesach Rishon din. It's not a Pesach Sheni din. Therefore, that's Toin Lina. Sheinech l'shisha mean the Korban Pesach Sheni, where neither the Pesach Sheni, naturally, as well as neither the din of matzis, no din of eating matzis in the next 6 days, ain't Toin Lina. There's no din of Lina. Sekum techois, this brisa is a shtickle like Rabbi Yehuda and a shtickle not like Rabbi Yehuda. Zokti mora trei tanoim li Rabbi Yehuda. There were two tanoim who had a machloik is what Rabbi Yehuda held. One held that Rabbi Yehuda holds in both cases, that both Pesach Sheni is like Pesach Rishon, both for Hilchos Tumah as well as for purpose of Lina. The other man, the Yom said, no, only one din and not the second din. The Gemara Lechayre could have said similarly, like you find in many other Gemaras, that this Tana holds like him in one halacha, and he disagrees with him in another halacha. In other words, this might be Yechweis, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, Reb Yosef Aglili, somebody else. He holds like Reb Yehuda in halacha one, he doesn't hold like Reb Yehuda in the second halacha. But anyway, the Gemara says, try not to leave it Reb Yehuda. Okay, so the Mishnah Baita. Hapesu Shabba Betoma, lo yoichlu mimenu zabin, vizavois nidois viyaldois, vim ochlu peturim mikareis. We're talking about the din of Pesach Rishon. It's a Pesach Abba Betoma. What means it's Pesach Abba Betoma? That Roiv Tzibur Nebuch became Tmeim, and therefore either Tuma. Hutru Betzibur, Tchuyihi Betzibur, and so therefore the rank and file of Klal Yisrael, all the Tmeim lo Nefesh, or even the Tmei Sheretz, as we had before, they're all allowed to bring the carbon paste of Betumah, and they're allowed to eat in Betumah. But what happens, unfortunately, there are other Yidin that are Tmei and Tumas, Ziva, Azav, or Zava, or Anida, or Yeledes. What happens with these people? Are they allowed to go and eat from the carbon Pesach? Habo Betumah, says our Mishnah, that in fact it's a Machlekes. Zok to Yimar, Zok to Mishnah, the Pesach Shabbat B'tumah, the Yochli Menu, the Zav, the Zav, and the Nida Yolda, letters are not allowed to go and eat from it. The Machlekes, what happens if they did eat from the Karm Pesach, B'tur Mei Kares, they are potter from Kares, L'chore, they should be Chai B'Kares. Anybody that's Tomei and goes and eats Kodshim, whether the Kodshim themselves happen to be Tohar or Tomei is irrelevant for purposes of the Isser of eating kodshim betumah. If the individual is tamei, says in the pasuk, "V'hanefesh, v'hanefesh, asher toichal baser mizevach hashlam masher l'Hashem v'tumasi olav v'nechrisa." The din of kares. Why over his potumi kares? We'll see in another moment. Reb Lezer takes this one step further. I said before it's machlekes. I made a mistake. Not that Reb Lezer argues, he agrees with the Tanakhama, but he goes one step further. That if the Zav and the Zav, the Nid and the Yoledes, if they squeezed into the Azara at the same time that they're bringing the carbon Pesach, l'mashal, they're potaf and bias mikdash. Not only is there no kares on the Achilas Kodeshim Betumah, but even on the din of bias mikdash Betumah, they're all to be potter from kares. What's the reason? Zok to Yimara Tanah Rabbanu within the Braisa Zav and the Zavois Nidus V'yolvei She'achlu B'Pesach Shabbat B'Tumah. They participated with the rank and file of the masses of Klal Yisrael eating the carbon Pesach B'Tumah by Pesach Rishon. They're not supposed to. Yochlu Yuchayov, and I would think they would be Chayv Kares. Tamaloyma, that's why it says in the Pasuk. Two Psukim together, the juxtaposition, the smichas of psukim comes to tell you. One pasuk says, "Kol tohar yoichal basar." Whoever is tohar, a person b'chshiv is tohar, he's allowed to eat psar kachim. But the next pasuk says, "V'yaneh shetoichal basar mizevach hashlom hashem hashem t'masi ala b'nichrasa." Then why does the pasuk put these two together to go and tell you when the korban pesach is nechal the tohirim that only tohirim can eat from it, only exclusively tohirim? Then you're chayiv kares v'nichrasa. However, she'ena nechal l'tayim. You're talking about a karm pesach which is nechal l'tmeim. All the tmei nefesh guys are eating it. Gantz Klal Yisrael is eating it because it's a karm which is being brought b'tzibur, tumahutra b'tzibur, tchuyim b'tzibur. And therefore it's eaten not only by the tohirim, but even by tmeim. She'ena nechal l'tayim. Ein tmeim chayim Allah misham tamei. They do not have the din of an nechrisa. So they continue talking having a din of an isur, but they do not have the din of the kares. So you might go and tell me, maybe there's no isur either. This pasuk is not addressing the isur, this pasuk is addressing only the ramifications. That's together with the kol tor yechel basar. If only tohirim kin basar, then there's a din of kares by the tmeim. But if even non-Tahirim can eat the basar, then there's no din of kares by the Tmeim, meaning the Zavim B'Zavim, Nidus V'Yogis. Of course, the Tmeim L'Nefesh, they eat it L'Chadchila, because that's part of the din of the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tchuyi
B'Tzibur. And if they're both? If someone is Tamei Meis, and Als Tamei Meis, they're allowed to eat it, but she's a Nida, or he's a Zav?
Can't eat it. Reb Lezer Oymer, Yochel Dochku, Zoven b'nichso azor v'pesach abo b'tumah yochli yuchayoven. That's the Reb Lezer of our Mishnah, the second man of the Yomar. Now we're not talking about the achila, we're talking about the bo b'tumah, the knisa, the entering into the azara when the person is zava, etc. I would think that they should be chayv karis because of the din of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Tamaloy ma'al. Then we have another famous pasuk. This famous pasuk is in Parshas Nosai, the bar mitzvah parsha in Zatai Rechaver Reb Simcha, who's soliciting funds on behalf of a grace mitzvah of matunas fadyanim. You can write out checks to congregation Nachman Stifka. Tamaloy mitzvah in the pasuk. The shalchum and amachne kol tsrua v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nofesh. You have to send them from the machne, the mitzroim, the zovim, and the tamei l'nefesh. Ah, bizman shetamei meisim mishtalchin. When the tamei meisim is sent out v'chol tamei l'nofesh, when you send them out from the beis hamikdash, then the mitzroim also mishtalchin. But ain't tamei meisim mishtalchin? Tamei meisim are not mishtalech. Why aren't they not mishtalech? Because it's a case of a Korban Pesach, Atumah Hutra Metzibur, Tchuyah Metzibur, where the rank and file of Klal Yisrael are massing onto the Beis Hamikdash to go into the Azara, even though they're Tmeim Lo Nefesh. No, then there is no din of the Koreis on the Zom Mitzrayim or entering into Mitzrayim Mishtalch. It's mashma, they're not Mishtalech at all. From our Mishnah, it's mashma that they're just Potomi Koreis. Boyer of Yosef. Oh, Rav Yosef asked the following shayla. Since we said that Tumah Hutra Metzibur, so a Tumah Mes is allowed to go into the Azara. Now, even throughout the year, Yisraelim are not supposed to go into the Heichel, and not only Yisraelim, even Kehanim are not supposed to go into the Heichel. The only time a Kohen is supposed to go into the Heichel, if we need him to do an Avoida in the Heichel. What type of Avoida are you referring to? The Avoida is Aktoidus, which is done every single day in the Heichel, as well as on Shabbos, we had to go and take out the Bzichel Avoina, we had to go and take out the Lechem and put in the new Lechem. So then there was a need for these Kehanim to go in and out of the Heichel. Otherwise, they're not supposed to go. Al yavi b'choleis al hakodesh. Even the koyanim are not allowed to go b'choleis al hakodesh. Now it says al hakodesh. You might think, well, it says the beis laparoiches. The beis laparoiches referring to the kodesh kadoshim. So why does it have to say al hakodesh? Al hakodesh referring to the heichal. You're not allowed to go into the heichal. You're not allowed to go to the kodesh kadoshim, etc. Anyway, so getting back to our gemara, what happens if you have a person who's a tmei mes, where hilchos tuma have now been suspended? If you're talking about Tumah Hutra Metzibur, so he's allowed to go into the Azara. What happens if he went lifnim into the Heichel? The Nichol Heichel bePesach abo b'Tumah Mahu. Would you say mid Ishri Tumas Azara Ishri Namas Tumas Heichel? In other words, the Gemara is not really asking whether he's allowed to go into Heichel. He's still not allowed to go into the Heichel. The question is the aspect of the Tumah. Do we give him two whammies, two oinshim? One that he went into the Heichel, and then number two that he went to the Heichel b'Tumah. Now, ministry to Masazara, Ishri Nam to Masechel. Okay, he's still asked to go into the Heichel, even if he was a Tohoir. But at least there's no din of going there Betumah because Tumah is suspended. I do my Ishri, Ishri, my Lo Ishri, Lo Ishri. They'll only matir the din of Tumah Bazar, but there's no din of Tumah Beheichel being gutted, being mutter. Rabbi Mechel said the Pasvi Shalchu, Mena Machne. What is the lashon min machne? Afilu mitzas machne. What means afilu mitzas machne? Look at the Rashi parallel. Afilu mitzas machne. Afal pisha ein mishtalchen mikol machne shchina. Sher mutarn ba'zara tmei meisim bepesach abo betuma. But mia mishtalchen mia mitzasoi min a heichel. So like the Gemara Taka said, my de ishri ishri, my de lo ishri lo ishri. Azara Taka suspended. But not from the Heichel, that remains still intact. That's why Simshon Mina Machna. Mitzvah Machna still applies. Azara doesn't apply, but Tumudra Betzibur, by Korban Pesach Bar Metzibur, but Heichel still applies. Ikriyami, another version, Omarova, Omakrov, Yishalchman Machna, Elmi Chutz Lamachna Tishalchum, that's the end of the Pasuk. Kol Heichel de Karina Bey, Elmi Chutz Lamachna Tishalchum, Karina Bey, Yishalchman Machna. When does the din of Yishalchman Machna apply? Only when El Michutz Lamachane Tishalchum. What does that mean? So looking now at the next Rashi, Ikriyami. V'rovel Kula Pashat. According to the second version, in fact, it's mutter. The Ein Chayavan Al Bias Mikdash Teheichal Bituma. Why? Because it's in the Pasuk, Michutz Lamachane Tishalchum. Hainu Heichal, Kidasamachle Asherani Shoichim Besaychum. So therefore, that when the halacha of Michutz Lamachane Tishalchum applies, so then this also applies, and therefore it's a package deal. if there's no din of shiluach because it's tumah hutra b'tzibur, so not only does it apply to the azor, it even applies to the heichal after all. Boy of Yosef, last line. Dochu tmei mesiv v'ochlu emurei pesach abo b'tumah. You have tmei mesiv. Normally, tmei mes can't eat chashu. Tomei, now they eat from the carbon. But what happens if it's a pesach abo b'tumah where the tmei mes is eating with gusto, he makes alabruchas and he eats tzliyesh, of course after it's pesach abo b'tumah, so the tmei mes are allowed to eat that carbon pesach. However, he has such a taiva that not only is he eating from the basar of the carbon pesach, he's eating from the aymurin. Now, of course, you're never allowed to eat from the Eimer. There's a din of Chol Zor L'Yoichol Kodesh. About that, when Zor is not only referring to Yisrael, even a Kodesh is not allowed to. That remains intact. That we're not questioning. The question is there a din of eating it betumma? Or do you say, just like the din of Achilas Basar Karban Pesach, betumma is suspended? Because tumma to betimba, tchuy betimba. Do you say the same thing applies to the Eimer? Is mal. Top of the omit, mid ishtri tumas basa ishtri nami tumas emurim. Only the tumma would be mutter. If you look at the top Rashi, Rashi makes this crystal clear. Middle Rashi, ishtri nami tumas emurim, tole machai behu mishum tumma, the avagav dasiri mishum zoris, that remains intact. There's no question about that.
It's also me'ila,
throw in with other, whatever.
And the emurim usually have chelav on it.
Emurim, it really means referring probably to the chelav as well.
There's so many other isurim already present here.
Exactly. And if he doesn't make a bracha, another isur. If he eats it without a yarmulke, without tzitzis, tzitzis at night. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, we're not focusing on any other isur, we're only focusing on the din of tumas emurim. If a person eats emurim, betuma, throughout the year, that would be another oinish. He'd have to clap an extra alchet, and he'd get an extra din of karis, etc. And since if he did a bishoygi, he'd have to bring a karbon chatos. Here we're talking about on Pesach Abba, Betuma, where the Tumma of the Basar is suspended, do I say the Tumma of the Eimer is also suspended? I don't mind Ishri, Ishri, my don't Ishri, Ishri. The same type of Shaila that Mor asked before. Amar Rabba, Nech, the Tumma Seymur, Mehecha Yisrabi. How do I know the din of Tumma Seymur? It's with Tumma's Basar, Dichsiv. Asher LaHashem. What does it say, Asher LaHashem? So you have now the benefit of Pasik Aleph, Pasik 1. Ba'nefesh Yishatoichu Basar Mizevach Vashem, Asher LaHashem, Etumasi Olav, Venechrisa. Now, why does that say Asher LaHashem? Of course, Zevach HaShlam belongs to the Bani Shlam. It belongs to me, Zechak Arvin. So why does it say Asher LaHashem? Comes to be Marba the Eimurin. Kolecha the Isil Tumas Basa. Isil Tumas Emur. Kolecha Lesen Tumas Basa. Lesen Tumas Emur. In other words, this is just a subset or a derivative of the Basa. If you're telling me the Basa is Mutter. So then automatically, the Eimurin, not that they're Mutter, but there is no din of Tumas Eimurin for the person who consumes it. Bayinim Zayra. Eimurin Pesach Mitzrayim. Heicha Akterinu. When the Yidin came out of Mitzrayim, when they had the first Korban Pesach, now the question is, where were they makter? Now we're talking about the year before the Mishkan was opened for business. So where were they makter the Eimrin from that Korban Pesach? Omer Abai, Omer Le Abaya, Uman Le Malon, Teloi Shaviski of it. Who says they didn't make Shaviski out of it? What means Shaviski? What is that all about? So you have the Rebbeinu Chananel, and well, I don't know about shish kebab.
Shish kebab, it's the
shish. You think is shish kebab? Okay.
I'm looking at Rashi.
Yeah, the question is, there's no Rashi on the shviski. Oh, where do you find that, Mendy? Yeah, in the Fishtai. We're in the Bechamel. 10 lines down on the right hand margin. Boyer of Zeta. Oh, Shkoyach Mendy. This is, by the way, in our Gemara. In other Gemaras, it's on the left-hand margin. So in this Gemara, on the right-hand margin, Ben Chananel, 10 lines in, Boyer of Zeta, Emuri Pesach, Mendy, Hechem, Yechterinu, Omlei, Man, Leima, Dolei, Shavis, Givin, Tzalu oisam minei machu v'ochlam. Maybe the din of Emurim didn't apply yet. After all, they just came out of Mitzrayim. There was no matan Torah. Not only were they not makter it, maybe Shaviski, they ate it together with the Karban Pesach. There was no Issa. That's the way Rabbi Chananel learned. However, the Meiri learns Shaviski means that they taka roasted it on a spit, and they roasted it until it turned into charcoal. Manly Malan Dolei Shaviski of it. They barbecued it, Takya, on such a thing. But
Rashi says it's Sli Basa Sli Bishpud. The fourth line.
Basa Sli Bishpud. Aleph. Where's the Aleph?
Bach.
Nishmatir Bekidushin. Okay, so now let me ask you a question. How do you always do the Basa of the Karban Pesach?
I always ask
Shpud. So how does that help me for the Eimrin? Rashi doesn't say here, Eimurim bishpud. He says about the three bishpud. Okay. Unless what Rashi is saying, maybe this is what you're suggesting, that Rashi is also learning the Bein Hachananel, and he's saying Shavisky together with the basar three bishpud. They left the emun in there, and
they left the turning on the spit while they ate the basar, and they left that to roast their charcoal,
or, like the miri, or maybe they roasted it together with the korban pesach. They eat it together with the korban pesach. So Rashi doesn't say anything clear on the point. But getting back to our Gemara, Manlim al Doish Viskiovit, Void, Hotaner of Yosef, Gimel Mizbechas, Hoyu Sham. There were three Mizbechais. It doesn't mean literally Mizbechais, this is used as kind of a poetic form of speech. And he's saying, what were the three Mizbechais? That you put Dam ala Mashkais, Vashdeh Mizuzais, the Sum Midiachrini, Loy Havah. There was nothing else, there were no other Mizbechas. What the Gemara means to say is, not only there was no Mizbech for purposes of the Haktorah, of the Emorin, there wasn't even a Mizbeach for Hazor Saddam. Normally you would go, of course, do the Zrika Saddam. There was no Mizbeach for that either. So what did they use for the Zrika Saddam? Those are the three Mizbechais, the Mashkim, the Shtem, the Suzois. So therefore, Eina Hanami, by Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Mizbeach whatsoever, neither for Zrika Saddam, nor for Haktoris Aymurim. So what did they do with Aymurim? That's already Machloek between Amin Hananel and the Meiri, as to whether they ate it or they went and burned it. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zagabe.